Call this meeting of the Hope Community Council to order. Do we have roll call, please?
Will Goggins?
Here.
Nora Hines?
Here.
Tom Jackson?
Here.
Kathleen McCormick?
Here.
Kristi Kringle?
Here.
Elsie Lover?
Here.
Rick Whitney?
Here. For tonight's meeting, we will be reviewing the minutes of our last meeting, then we have council member reports and comments, followed by work program review, opportunity for the audience to address us, and then we will be reviewing the Lakewood neighborhood plan update. And that's it. So, I would like to have someone propose that we dispense with the reading of the minutes.
I move to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
Second? Okay, moving second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Anybody have any objections to the minutes as presented?
I have a comment. In these paragraph one, I'm identified as vice chair, it's actually, that's, I'm sorry.
Where do you see that?
Forward 15, right?
Under members.
Oh, they did it differently.
That dyslexia is getting there. Okay. Any other additions or corrections? Someone care to move for approval in the minutes?
I move we set the minutes of November the 8th as written.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Any council member reports or comments?
Question?
Yes.
I would like to get an update, maybe not now, on the international school. What's going on with everyone, I'll have a question for the neighborhood. I'm interested in what's going on and how the public is going to be involved.
So, at a future meeting, you'd like to just get...
Yes, well, yeah, and you can email me or whatever, or send me a link or whatever.
That's something you guys can help us with.
I'll follow up and have one of them respond back to you.
Any other council member reports or comments? Yes, John?
I went to the housing committee room last week. So, it's a council member staff. C-Ray was there from the planning commission. We just addressed many of the issues that came up in our previous meeting. And so, I just want everybody to know that I was there, so...
John? Anyone else? Okay. Do we have a work program discussion?
Just a quick update, the city council adopted the comp plan. I have a comp plan amendment at the last meeting, I'll come back to you after January meeting, so...
That's it? Great.
Oh, and we're meeting with the planning commission next month on the work program, so after we get a draft of that, city council will get you on that.
Okay, hopefully it'll go easier on us next year.
You wanted the neighborhood plan, right?
Do we have any members of the audience who would care to address us at this meeting? Please stand up and identify yourself and your address.
Susan Lawrence, 1-1-6-3-8. I was in the group of you and my committee, and so I wanted to know that there were two big issues. One is the density, so one is the density. For all that, that's really what you boil it down. That's really the big concern, is we need to call it traffic, safety, all those different things, the streets, the infrastructural space, all of that was talked about. There's a lot of research, there were a lot of meetings. We had moves that were done in Renton area. There were a lot of questions that were asked about where's the money coming from, because there's only the TOD that's out right now. Who would manage it? How would they be sure that the percent, I mean, we had so many detailed questions. And the answers sometimes were clear, sometimes were fuzzy. There was a lot of unknown. And what we learned is that we weren't decision makers. And so we spent a lot of time being non-decision makers. And in the end, it was unanimous except for one on the way to zone slope. And that's all I heard about you. And the one person who wanted to upset it to 2.6 was the one person who lived there and wants to sell the property. So, you know. And then on the TOD, we were unanimous in the beginning that we thought it was an appropriate site, but if it had to be there, then we were unanimous that we didn't want housing. But then, if it had to okay, well, then if it has to have housing, well, then we'd like to have, you know, a certain percentage to be senior housing, and as low-income housing, a certain percentage to market. And if it had to be, you know, I mean, that's kind of how it went, because we really weren't decision makers, and we weren't, we could give input, and we did, and there was a lot of questions, and there was a lot of these same players who were, that came to your meeting, were at our meetings, and, you know, it was informative, but I just want you to know that when we read the Lakeview plan, it came from a lot of hours of research, a lot of people that gave a lot of volunteer time to be non-decision makers. So we are so, I don't know how many people have said thank God in heaven for the community council, because at least they can impact what will happen ultimately in our neighborhood where we do.
And please continue to be part of the process, and don't be discouraged, and get everybody that you know that was part of that process to come back into it.
They can be very discouraged.
Yeah, but don't, you know, you say you were part of it, that still exists, doesn't it? The advisory group is not disbanded, right? So, you still are. Okay, anyone else? No? Okay. Then we move on with Lakeview Neighborhood Plan update. Now, Janice, it's your turn.
So, you know, you have been looking at different topic areas for the draft plan and plan policies, and this is the last topic area, the urban design policies. And the next step, we'll go over the schedule tonight, but the next step will be to draft the plan and bring that to you at the end of January. So anyway, the urban design policies usually describe what's unique about the neighborhood as far as the landmarks that are physical landmarks, views, things like views, and streetscape design, that sort of thing. So these policies, if you look in your packet, in the memo, it really, there's some general themes that came through during the advisory group process, and many of the things that we've heard so far. So the priorities for urban design, we heard protect views, preserve some of the landforms, slopes, the views of the water, enhance the gateways, pedestrian pathways are important in the neighborhood, and master streetscape plan for Lake Washington Boulevard. It's recommended that there be design guidelines established for the Yellow Bay Business District. And what I thought I'd, and that includes integrating a potential TOD in with the rest of the business district, and to do that, what will help and do that, as we saw from Maker's illustrations, are increased pedestrian connections and emphasis of the gateways there. One thing we would like to hear from you, I know it's getting late, but are there, what things are unique that to the business district that you'd like to see future design guidelines incorporate? And that would be either in site design and in architectural design. So I just wanted to quickly go over, just to get your mind warmed up on some things that you usually think about when we're talking urban design. And just, I want to put this in perspective for the rest of the city, the business districts that have design guidelines and design review in the city. We have Totem Lake, Rose Hill, Market Street Corridor, and the pedestrian-oriented districts are Central Business District, Juanita, North Rose Hill, and Totem Center. So,
Central Business District.
Downtown. So what we mean by pedestrian-oriented districts is more emphasis on the pedestrian, obviously, how the building is usually closer to the curb, to the sidewalk, what the building facades, how much windows they have. The building materials are more emphasized, that sort of thing, rather than, say, other business districts that are maybe more auto-oriented. The buildings are set back, working in front, that sort of thing. So, really, there's kind of two basic areas with design guidelines. You're looking at building design standards and then the site design. And with building architectural design standards, you're looking at things like building scale, mass, materials, building entries, surface areas, roof treatments, pedestrian-oriented facades, relationship to adjacent uses. With site design standards, usually building placement on the site, vehicular and pedestrian access, open space on the site, circulation, lighting, landscaping, parking lot landscaping, preservation of existing vegetation, buffers, surface areas, and signs. Just want to give you an overview of that as you're going through this, and we will be, when we bring back draft design regulations for you, we'll revisit this again. So, again, the Yarrow Business District commercial areas, we have this area here for future. So we can just jump right into this section of the draft plan as staff has written it and see what comments you have. So that's on attachment one of your packet. And I think the most prominent thing that we heard, so the way that this is set up, I might say, is that we've got general neighborhood-oriented or guidelines, the goals and policies for the entire neighborhood first, and then we go into the Yarrow Bay Business District. So the first goal, I don't know if you want to just go
through. Let's do this by exception. Okay. Let's just say, okay, what goal one,
right,
goal two, etc., and see if anybody has any objections or suggestions.
Yeah.
So how about goal one? Anybody have anything that they
Nope.
John, I expected you to say something on the trees that
Well, I when I read through this, I circled due board. Because we talked an awful lot in the beginning about corridors down the street and new corridors along public commons overlooking public property out of the lake. And as an overall goal, new corridors,
are you okay with it as it's written?
Well,
he thinks about that. I have
okay.
Two questions. So is there a definition somewhere else on what a commercial village is or isn't? And then where views goal one, where I got what a view corridor was, but is there a definition of a natural feature? Is a tree a natural feature?
I think what we're talking about here is more land loss, but where is that in that?
No, land loss.
Because we're not seeing natural features.
So under views, so in the middle of the page where views go along, there are public view corridors and natural features. So below that, we've got the natural land. So I was just thinking.
So maybe take out, my suggestion is take out a natural feature
from
the effort, because that really is covered under the land policy 1.2.
Wait, natural features or natural land?
Natural features in the goal one.
Well, out of goal one, and keep goal one just about the public view corridors.
Right. Is there public view corridors?
Well, I guess, okay, the goal one was intended to be more broader and include views and natural forms. And the policies are, the first policy is on views and the second one is on land forms. So
I'll leave it as is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we missed it.
Okay. And just to verify, one conversation we had about trees is still appropriate in the house documentation. This is just its own.
John, would you feel better if instead of saying minimize view blockage under policy one, it said will not significantly block views as trees?
Well, both of those are significant. Yeah. And I would prefer that they'll be object. Because in this measure, it's very difficult to measure subjective.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible. Okay. And that's my only issue. I mean, that's it.
Okay.
I don't know that there's a way to solve it.
That's my question. Do you have a suggestion to modify it that would be?
Unfortunately, really, yes, I have one, but it's not one that has.
Trees you can see through rather than trees that are windows rather than windows.
I really don't think there's a good way to change it.
Okay. I specifically wanted to make sure that
I just don't. I think some of the other things that were talked about in the previous stuff, as long as that's maintained.
Well, I think there is a section in the plan somewhere on street trees, right? And
right.
I think that if we incorporate something about street trees on the boulevard and the heights and all that kind of stuff, I think that gets to what it is.
Neighbor approval is.
Yeah, I think we want to keep it.
Yep.
Street trees.
Right, so we're good with that. How about 1-2? Okay
just,
with that?
Just a typo, I think.
Okay.
Should it say enhanced gateways to the
neighborhood? I think he's on policy 1.2.
Policy 1.2.
Oh, sorry, I'm on bullet.
Yeah, policy 1.2. You okay with that, everybody?
Well, my only question on 1.2 is how does this go beyond? Does this go beyond? Sense of their requirements that are in place with the city. Because, again, this subjective part of me is taking the fact here and saying, gee, preserve all these natural features, natural landforms. And somebody could come in and say, well, here we have an identifiable steep slope. This criteria, years to come, says, let's go beyond that. And that's another thing that causes.
Yeah, I don't think it goes beyond the regulations.
I don't believe that it does either. However, as people read this in the future, they may read into it.
Right. So the regulations would govern how that's really specified.
Yeah, I don't expect commissioners to be in the policy.
Okay, so goal 2 is enhance gateways to neighborhood. To create neighborhood identity, is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah.
How about policy 1.1. Do we have any additions or corrections?
I was just thinking about adding the lighting as part of the signs, billboard structures, and landscape. Last check, the last paragraph. It's an issue for students to work with their neighbors.
Did you say lighting? Mm-hmm. Did you say lighting?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, I noticed what a dramatic improvement the sign dropping down 108 years ago when they finally put that sign up.
And somewhere, and I can't remember exactly where it was in one of these plans I'm looking at, there was some talk about some sort of identifying a lighting design sort of that is characteristic of. And I'm thinking about, you know, we've got the bell for hope, you know, something that has that kind of shape. And I've been looking at lights and ground and just something that has a more aesthetic appeal than something that isn't most important.
Maybe it's, yeah, and it's used throughout, and
it starts
with this.
Maybe a character, a sense of place.
Do you think of like the pedestrian lighting, like downtown, mm-hmm. that has a, you know, has your own design?
Possibly, or
and ours could be, you know, something that's like that, but a little bit different sometimes.
Yeah, we've been doing that around the city. Yeah. You might have something different than the food.
But something that has some sort of continuity, some sort of unity about it that says this is all part of Kirkland, this is not
Belgium. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have standards for each business district. convention.
Yeah, we can bring those to you.
Yeah, we could bring those to you.
We could go from the Gaslight Promenade to the Long Balloon.
Like London, you have dragons and all.
Please.
Cool, it's cool, yeah.
Okay, put that in. All right, anything else? We're gonna add lighting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, pedestrian pathways, goal three, so what do you guys think of that?
I was surprised that I was only gonna make a question. Anyway, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing about, like, view or east, west. There was improved pathways in the business district, but not.
This is not, right now, we're not talking about the business district. This is city, neighborhood-wide.
I don't think like 50 seconds.
Well, 3-1 is just like watching a ball.
Yeah, it's 3-1, yes.
3-1 is, but the goal is.
The goal for pedestrian pathways is neighborhood-wide.
It's 3-2.
So 3-2 is saying that there should be designed a master plan for identifiable, for identified, there should be a master plan for Lake Washington Boulevard that includes these elements.
For traffic only, right?
No.
Pedestrian.
For pedestrian. Adequate sidewalk widths, and there's the sorts of things that it should include. Adequate sidewalk widths on both east and west sides of the street, with wider sidewalks along the west side. That's actually kind of a policy now, is on the west side of Lake Washington Boulevard, it's 10-foot wide sidewalk. On the east side of the boulevard, they're really substandard in most places, as we saw when we walked along the south slopes area. Yeah. So on that side, on the east side, it would be like a typical standard of 5-foot wide sidewalk with a landscape strip for street trees and tree grates.
So the road is going to be very difficult, and I think totally rebuild the properties.
The rock.
Rock.
Now, in other sections, we have that criteria about feasible and stuff.
That still applies. That still applies. And there are modifications that can be granted where there's topographical limitations. And then the street trees that are a variety to minimize view blockage or view obstruction from properties to the east. And public amenities such as benches, pedestrian lighting, view platforms, public park, direction signs.
Well, I also think it ought to be properties in that place. It's not just the properties to be used, it's the kids on the right way to be used as well. That is a property.
Yeah, any other suggestions on goal three, policy 3-1, goal 3-2?
And just, and I actually, when I read this, I'm not sure it's appropriate. I see all the benches. Should anything in there be said about eliminating the metro bus stops?
Yeah, we do coordinate with them.
Something that needs to be said.
It's getting, is that more detailed than you have?
I think it's more maybe.
It's part of the transportation.
Probably general policy.
Probably needs a transportation area.
Well, I guess what you're saying is, if you're going to put this in every neighborhood plan, or is it just kind of general? So we'll get into that in detail. Any other ideas for policies 3-1 or 3-2? Okay with it, Ricky? About 4.
Well, wait, you went through 3-2.
Yeah, I said, well, policy 3-1 or 3-2.
So, I'm just the 3-2. I know we spent quite a bit of time suggesting pathways through the natural areas from Lake Street up the hill. Was that the intention of in the central neighborhood?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So that's more than just streets, that includes the natural pathways as well. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's, does a fair job of expressing it.
I mean, did everybody understand it was the nature paths as well as the sidewalks?
Pathways and trails.
Yeah.
That, like that little trail that goes across, yeah. Little piece of cardboard, across the little trail, muddy place on the right side, across the railroad track.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, seriously, I don't see the word trail, did I miss it?
No, I'm going to add it.
Pedestrian pathways, I think it's pedestrian pathways. And then it also mentioned village.
So is it commercial activity note underneath the green too? I guess it is. We're talking about the future here, so I think where it says Caroline Point, we should add in Yarborough Bay Business District or approved master plans with design guidelines, because that's what we're going to do.
Except that this district does not have a defined master plan. It's more than possible. Yarborough Bay Business District does not have a master plan. That's a term of art, a term of regulation.
This is a division. This is
okay. Will you have a master plan then?
We'll have principles and policies here, but not a master plan as a single entity, one ownership.
This is a division statement. This is
right.
Gotcha.
So we're good with that?
Yeah.
How about goal four?
And goal four is just a typical catch-all, just important general urban design.
I made a note, it looks like urban planning 101. Mm-hmm. I mean, what does it really say? That first policy 4.1 is like, you can say that about anything.
Mm-hmm. It says everything but safe and environmentally friendly.
Well, we can.
Not that we should ask, but it's something to say.
Do you see that? So is this something you have in every neighborhood plan?
It is in many neighborhood plans, yeah. But.
It's really the policy to set up the design guidelines.
Yeah.
Okay, so just kind of catch up.
We can delete it also.
I think it's never a bad idea to have these things in there.
Yeah.
It's kind of a safety.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a safety.
Right.
From which the regulations.
And it seems like
the process would be. And then the orient commercial uses toward Lake Washington Boulevard. That was an important thing that was discussed for the neighborhood business area.
By the advisory.
And it is in the land use policies section.
Yeah, I think the only piece that's missing on this is some of that. Well, we talked about it in the previous thing. I'm sorry.
In the land use section?
Yeah, we used some of those words that came out of our group. That's the only thing in here that's missing is that we want to be real sort of people-friendly city, a waterfront oriented. Some of that language is not in place. It's
for the neighborhood business district? Okay. All right. No,
that's the only
thing. Is this for
4.2?
Okay.
Is this for the ROA business district? For ROA under 4.2.
Yeah, actually, shouldn't there be a separate policy for that?
We haven't gotten to the ROA business district.
Well, ROA is not under 4.2 because it's not on Lake Washington.
Yeah. But we don't have a goal or policy label for it. So what's your intention on that?
That would be for the neighborhood business.
Is that goal 5 though, or is it policy 4.3?
No, the 4.2 would be, that's intended to be for the neighborhood businesses along Lake Washington Boulevard that are north of.
Where Lake Street comes in to Lake Washington Boulevard.
This triangle here by the park. I'm sorry, by the
lake.
Yeah. Because these in the land use section, there's support to allow neighborhood-oriented businesses in here, some limited retail. So the idea here is just to, now I can refine this.
To maintain a long term. The question, Kathleen's question was, the Carolyn pointed your RLB business district, which is that verbiage below it, what is that? Is that supposed to be a separate policy, is it a goal? It doesn't really fit in the policy 4.2.
It's just to.
More narrative state.
It's a more narrative state. Then we go into.
Well, should narrative statements go in the whole thing? Make some changes.
Can I, what I was.
Because it doesn't, because it's not part of goal four, yeah, so.
I have an idea, maybe we put it up on direct commercial activity notes and discuss it right under there. And then you go, then you go.
Sure.
So do we want to include goals and policies for the RLB business district, or would that be something else?
Well, that's the next goal five.
Okay, so we'll move Carolyn pointing your RLB business district paragraphs up under commercial activity notes.
Yeah, put the text there.
Okay. Which is under the policy of improving pathways.
No. I'm heading commercial activity notes. See that heading, commercial activity notes.
But then, so I'm just trying to, the structure is, we've been having policies and goals and policies throughout this, and now we're just having some general discussion in the middle of it.
We have a separate section intended. I'll figure out where this Carolyn point is. And maybe I just delete that because we already talked about it earlier. Okay? So then there's a separate section that starting your RLB business district, that's a separate section. Its own section. You flip the page. And then it's goal five. Talks about your RLB business district. Yeah, good.
It was just a spacing issue.
And you might, on that RLB business district, I think it doesn't read quite, it says as discussed in the land use section because of its location to the SR 520 and potential redevelopment.
Yeah, that sounds.
Maybe proximity or something. I don't know. You might just modify the wording.
Sure.
But let's not dwell on that. Let's go on to goal five. Elsie wants a picture.
I would rather not have a picture than have one that someone's going to look at 15 years from now and say, after we've said we'd like an urban village or we'd like with the reading they said, and then we could open up the book and we could look at that and go, oh boy! I think I'll put in five office buildings on this side of the street and two on this side of the street. Boy, that certainly isn't going to look like an urban village.
Yeah. I agree. I'm not sure that these drawings are what we want to include. But it does our height, bulk, and density going to be addressed at all in this?
They are in the land use section.
Okay, so they'll be in the land use section.
But there are, even I would suggest looking at these policies 5.1. And I think we have something in there on goal for buildings, goal for mass.
Yeah, vertical and horizontal modulation along street frontages.
That's not what it is.
Two things. One kind of relates to what Bill was just saying about blocks. That says development cluster away from streams and upwinds, and stream quarters work out with that as natural ending. And one of the great big blocks of building is right smack down next to streams. Mm-hmm. So that kind of, it's like there's a disconnect there.
But they can't agree.
And the other one is the intersection improvements were needed to improve the transit access. I'd like to include some acknowledgement of this pedestrian
safety. Which one is that?
It's 6. Number 6, you're right. improved all this pedestrian access, and then we put an intersection in that's got buses and vehicles, but it'll replace pedestrian speed.
Okay, good point. Yeah, back to the graphics, we can eliminate these, or we...
Let's take a quick vote. Who wants to retain them? Who wants to give, discuss them? Let's make it quick. The graphics. All in favor of retaining the graphics, raise your hand. Opposed. I'd rather have something, I'd rather have nothing than something that we would really not like.
Yeah.
I understand.
I'd rather have nothing than something that's inflammatory.
Yeah.
I do too, and I think that, again, I agree with Elsie. I think people are gonna look at this, developers are gonna look at that and say, oh, this is what's...
Exactly.
Of course.
Okay, strike it.
We do have...
I know you paid a lot for it.
That's it, I wanna make a comment on one of the graphics.
Blank is fine.
Pedestrians, and I don't know if we've gotten to it yet, but on page 5/7, where it shows the arrows, the red arrows, with a little dotted arrow going up to Burbage and Northern, that arrow is actually going through Bellevue. And it was occurring to me as I looked at this, that we have within the Kirkland city limits point of access that could be made to the railway on our own property between the railroad line and the developed area. And it would actually be a lot shorter than going all the way across that parking lot, which looks like there's a four way to access.
I think it's actually not that much.
Yeah, but it's within the city limits, is what I'm saying.
Oh, city limits, not city property.
No.
City limits.
No, city limits.
So we have this graphic that's very common for every neighborhood.
Well, we're talking about the buildings. We're not saying it dispense a lot of graphics.
Yeah, we're just saying...
I know. So, you know, we can use this instead.
Yeah.
Or I can just draw you a picture.
Okay.
Should have made you instead.
It'd save you a lot of money.
If you did the graphic without the blocks of buildings, but used sort of the arrows and some circles and things like that, that would still be, in my mind, except it's the, I think what we're all finding
take out the green
and scary is the great big block.
Yeah, green one is insane.
Even though I can see some modulation of the buildings.
No. It really looks like all the spark off the spark on the screen.
Okay, let's get back to the point. We're still on goal 5, policy 5.1, and so far we've added in a pedestrian access on the 6th bullet point,
and on the 5th?
We've stricken the graphics above it. What else?
On the 5th bullet point? Okay. I was just wondering why we even opened the door for drive-thru facility. Shouldn't we just not?
You go down that street, you have to wait because people can't get in there and the street's blocked for us.
Yeah, so I
just omit that.
Yeah, let's just maybe a word out.
Not allowed.
Not allowed, yeah.
So
why are
you
locked
at the time?
Brooklyn? You walk to your latte
stand. You walk to your latte, or you
don't get it. What are the
you have any idea what that's like?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. Write that from
there.
Yeah. Or the last questions. 15 years ago, we didn't drink
one. Oh, you're thinking about those little coffee stands that people drive through. I know that.
It is right by the freeway.
I think we're maybe pushing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Come on, guys. If we let a little coffee stand,
why don't we just not say anything?
I like little coffee stands. Okay, let's just not even. Let's just ignore
just
the whole
thing. Don't address it.
We'll come back and talk.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so we're not going to address it.
So we're going to just take that out, right?
Yep.
So the intent of these policies are kind of the general kind of strategies or priorities as far as design guidelines.
Okay, what else, you guys?
Well,
5.1.
Okay, 5.1, but on the next page at the top where it says along the perimeter of the district, architectural design that is compatible with surrounding uses. Well, I'm sure exactly what that means is if the surrounding uses pack or you don't necessarily want
No, this is the surrounding the perimeter of the business district. We could say surrounding residential.
But would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think, do you really want your little urban village to look like the houses there?
No.
I mean, I guess I don't quite understand why you would want to become compatible.
Yeah, you could have some upper story step backs, for example, or some different modulation.
Yeah, I guess just not sure what that means.
Yeah. Let's ask our architectural expert. John, how do you read this?
I didn't read into it the stuff that I'm hearing you all say now. It just didn't hit my radar. Because as soon as she started talking about, is it really compatible, do you want me to build a house? Build another house? Is it a little house or a big house?
You okay with it the way it reads?
From a liberal and bold standpoint, I'm not
sure. This was brought up by someone.
We've been on a background. Number five, consolidate. Starts there.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it. We're not going to eliminate drive-thrus and put drive-thrus facilities should be disturbed.
You'd rather just leave it the way it was rather than.
Rather, yeah.
Because that kind of does explicitly open the door to it.
I know, okay. But I was trying to get rid of all of it. You guys didn't want me to.
All right, so you guys prefer that?
Okay.
We got to move on. Take a quick vote. All in favor of Elsie's suggestion, raise your hands.
We're just leaving it the way it was.
Leave it the way it was. Aye. Opposed. All right, Elsie, we're leaving.
Yeah, just one last thing. The very last bullet point, vertical and horizontal modulation. When I first read that, it's like, it's fine, it's big and broad. But based on the previous comment about the conversation with the board, I just feel like people worry, should we add the reason why we want to do this? To reduce the scale, maybe more people scale, is it important to put that in the board? First blush, I just didn't have an issue with it.
How would you word it?
Scale into floors.
Yeah, to make it pedestrians. Because it's one thing to have three stories before it steps back. It's very different to have two stories before it steps back. I mean, the sense of.
So that would be in the overall goal that it's pedestrian.
The protocol policy.
Yeah. Along street frontages to promote the pedestrian scale. That's all it needs to say. Is to
that's a big policy decision. Do you want to have your big business district be a pedestrian district, just like downtown?
This means bringing villages closer to the sidewalk.
Why does it have to be closer to the sidewalk? Why can't we have the parking behind, have the building, have sidewalks, have green area with trees and stuff, and then the street sidewalk, cafes. Yeah, and then have a driveway on one end that goes around the parking lot.
Well, we had this discussion with planning.
We did.
And one of the things that came out of it was this overall offer is to look at this to decide really where do we want to go. I'm probably still holding forward a lot of the conversation from the Lakeview group that this is what they saw. See the parking in front before you're back to park, but really more pedestrian scale.
What if they're going to park someplace?
Well, there'll be parking places there.
So there will be. So it's not the definition. I think part of what we have now is the definition is defined as having a building next to the sidewalk, right? Not defined. So I like the courtyard fountain.
But not with a parking lot between the sidewalk.
Right.
No, the apartment behind
a pedestrian space between the street and the
building. All right, so.
Where that pedestrian space is like. So we don't have that definition now.
Is it okay to have that incorporated in the goal then? And if so, how would we work it?
Well, that probably should be its own goal.
Saying that you want the whole district to be pedestrian oriented.
Usually pedestrian oriented districts are more focused around retail.
If we're going to have
downtown.
If we're going to have a trans-oriented
case of vertical fills, then having some retail is going to be part of that, because it's part of what keeps people there, so I have to drive some of this stuff to get there.
We are looking at expanding the types of uses that are allowed in the yard businesses.
So, what we could do, maybe to bridge this distinction, is, you know, it's going to be retail, but you really want to bring it closer to the street, the design regulation, but you say, not going to be retail, you can have some, there would be mass movement, separation.
It's so nice and green down in that area with trees and everything. Why do they have to make it asphalt with concrete and buildings? Why can't we have green in front of the buildings?
Yeah, but I mean, for retail, when you're walking down, you know, when you're walking down the sidewalk, you want to be able to look in the window and walk in the door for retail.
Retail.
But then I think they were saying for those uses that weren't retail, then we would have a little landscape.
But that doesn't exactly mean, I mean, retail that's can step out of your car and walk to the door, it doesn't preclude planting strip, some street trees, some sidewalk.
Right. Well, look at Juanita Village.
I was just going to say, Paul, wouldn't Juanita Village be an example of pedestrian-oriented? And we've been using that as something that would be acceptable for this district. So why wouldn't we?
That's the idea of pedestrian-oriented space.
Right.
You come close to the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be for office or for.
It's just no. Expanses in asphalt.
Yeah, that's the idea. So, the parking in asphalt.
In general, anything that would promote retail, I think it's really important for that area because without it, TOD is not going to be successful if you're going to have it.
We've talked about services.
Yeah.
Boutique size spaces on the TOD site. Got it.
So, okay. Sure. We do want to have that incorporated in our goal.
I can't get it over right now.
Can you guys rewrite it and then bring it back to us? That's good. Okay. Do we need to say anything else that would promote retail services and vendors for that district?
I don't think so. It's all, there's some in the land use section. Okay. The land use section talks about special uses and ERA businesses.
And the height. Just anything that we can do to help promote that, I think it would be a good idea. Okay, and how about, so we good with 5.1 with those?
I just want to point out, you've got things like public plazas and green open spaces, effective and appropriate landscape buffers. So those are part of the whole thing. Like that, combined with that pedestrian friendly, retail, public character.
Yeah. So with that, we move on. 5.2.
And for that one, we're looking at improving Northeast 38th Street into more pedestrian streetscape, lighting, street trees, and improving that. So that is going to look there. And then also the pedestrian improvements throughout the business.
There was, I don't see this, one snapshot that we put together on the streetscape where we're actually modulation.
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
Right here.
Yeah, it was that one. Yeah, that's
yeah,
one.
That's,
okay, so that has a little bit more of the, yeah, that feels real people friendly. So that particular sketch does. I mean, the architecture of the building really doesn't do anything about it. But it's broken down into scale. It feels real rich, friendly.
Are we okay with including this graphic?
No.
No.
So no?
This graphic.
Take the big green box out.
Okay.
Maybe we use more
a different sketch than this.
A sketch that's more plan view, more of
that. Yeah, and we have, we're getting circles in our own.
We're getting ready to do this project, and like, this is not what any of us thought it was going to look like.
Interesting.
Or in that it's not going to look like
and
this.
And it might be good to show just sort of where the curtain of government is, because
it's part of the business district.
Exactly.
there.
Oh, the city limits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the business district.
South of the Arrow, on the south side of the Arrow,
right.
All the way up to Lake Street. You know, Burger McMaster is and all that, that does Bellevue. Mm-hmm. That line really certainly does what I call circles that. And making that really bright on the map would be on Janus.
On that larger
really
map.
Tiny little sort of dotted thing. And one thing, just a little tiny thing, right below the old policy 5.2, that first line, there needs to be a space between the line and the green.
And then in policy 5.2, we should say identity, not identify. Okay, should we move on to 5.3? 5.3, anybody disagree with that?
Is the emphasis on public because you can't encourage private buildings to include high quality materials or
simple? Oh, we'll do that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Encourage buildings.
So should we strike?
Go back to the bar.
But in 5.3, it just says public buildings and public infrastructure, and I guess I'm seeing that as like city building.
Encourage buildings.
Yeah, I'm
just say that one.
Yeah. Okay. And then do you want to put the word two after infrastructure?
How about 5.4? Okay with that? And that's going to be the screen of that.
Yeah, and again, I just, it's so subjective. Oh, it's so
subjective. The idea is in the
chambers.
This would go for new projects designed to be a more decent criteria and what's going to that would work.
This is not the right place for this. That's what I remember that. When you go to, say, GTE, you know, the social work, Verizon, and Verizon has now sold Frontier, so I think that little piece of land is down.
Reference. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
if
we're going to
do it, we might as well do it right.
Okay. I think that's it.
Okay, hey, good. So, schedule wise, so the plan is, you know, we have zoning code amendments along with this process. So, we are preparing a list of zoning code amendments that will likely go along with the draft plan. So, plan from here until at your January 24th meeting, the plan is, I will be busy putting together all the sections of the plan.
And for Lakeview or for
Lakeview plan. Okay. And I'll be, so we'll be bringing a draft plan for you to review, and probably at that time, a list of zoning code amendments, so we'll see how far you get on that with the actual code amendments.
Which reminds me that, Janice, since you were so good at encouraging this public involvement, you're going to talk to us about the zoning or the density on the South Slope to try to influence us before you come up with this plan. Anybody that wants to reconsider that? You apparently told the public that was their last chance to get anybody to say influence us before the...
No, it isn't. And I want to apologize for not being clear with people about that they should have waited until 8:30, you know,
that's okay. But beyond that, I'd say, you know, it was probably not that constructive at this meeting to have that, because at this point we've already covered that.
I know, but
we're not gonna break.
They've been wanting to come to the meeting.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna chime in on that. I really think that this is a group of people that is very interested in the process. And I think in any public meeting, somebody has 3 minutes to come and chat with council. If they want to talk about light bulbs on the street, it's their opportunity.
I love
it.
And since there were two meetings,
some of the people that are on the that do not want the...
We did. Everybody got their chance.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure that nobody wanted to change their mind after.
Well, you will have an opportunity to discuss this when the zone, when the draft plan is before you, and then also the voting amendments. But I just wanted to just quickly go over the schedule really quick. And so in, we'll be taking the draft policies to the Park Board and the Transportation Commission for their review and back to Lakeview. And then there'll be a more focused study on the code amendments. And then we go to the Planning Commission with the draft, because they haven't even seen, you know, the draft discussion like you have, and the code amendments. So...
Doesn't the advisory get to see this in another way?
Yes.
Do you understand where it's at? Oh, Lakeview advisory.
And sorry. Then,
today you were true.
They just don't have a date set or something. You should set the date as early as possible. Like somebody, a couple people came up to me after that first meeting and really were hoping to get dates as early as possible on things because they,
And how about the central hall?
Well, Angela's putting together a schedule of how to set it up tomorrow.
Well, we won't have additional meetings in addition to these.
We're looking at that. We're trying to avoid that.
We get one schedule because also on March 23rd, we've got the public hearing on the Parkway TOD with the Planning Commission, which we also have this. And if we have that,
we're looking at Paul's coordinating an overall schedule to verify that.
No, look on your face, Paul.
Yes, but it's a revolving target.
Why, yes I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Nope. Talk to that meeting. Seriously. Meeting adjourned.